Yeah, so if you're having, I mean, certainly at the moment, I mean, I've been to a couple of auctions in Auckland in the day in the middle of the boom, and they were crowded, but nothing like 500 people.
No.
So I don't think auction's going to be an issue, and open days, patently not.
So big news this week, of course, the Reserve Bank cut the OCR to a record low, 0.25%. Term deposits are a big thing for a lot of people, certainly retirees that are living off the income, and it's been a bit of a struggle up until now what to do. So we thought we'd dedicate the next half hour or so to questions on finances. 0800 80 10 80 is our phone number, or text 9292 if you've got a question at all. Katrina Shanks is the Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand. She joins us on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Katrina. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Katrina.
Hey, how you going?
Great, good, thanks.
Well, really appreciate your time, because there is so much discussion about money, housing, term deposits, what to do if you've got some cash. Can we just go straight to a couple of our texts for you, Katrina?
Of course you can.
This one here says, I'm very interested in this discussion. Could you please ask Katrina, should you put your KiwiSaver payments on hold? They do have a holiday option, is the question.
Well, KiwiSaver is a long-term investment, not a short-term investment. So it's understanding your time you're going to be in KiwiSaver. So if you're going to be in it for a long period of time, you know, keep on investing. Because what you need to understand is your fund managers who look at your KiwiSaver, who are professionals who do it every day, they'll be looking at the funds that they're investing in and making decisions about the balance in that fund and where opportunities are every single day. So your Kiwi fund isn't static. It continually gets reviewed by those fund managers, and they're the professionals which are making the calls in the best interest of you. But it's about understanding your risk and whether you are in the right KiwiSaver fund for your risk appetite, really.
Great.
Good as gold. Now, Katrina, here's another question, please. It says, hello, could you please ask Katrina, is cash king in this situation? And the text message says, my house price, I feel, is likely to drop. We paid $150,000 off it last year, but I kept $50,000 to the side for a, quote, rainy day. Should I just leave it or pay a bit more off the mortgage?
Well, that's the question at the moment, isn't it? Especially with the interest rates dropping so much.
Yeah.
So at the moment, you know, if you have money in the bank, it isn't particularly providing a good return for you at the moment, because it is so low. It's, you know, 0.5 or whatever you're getting in the bank at the moment. It's not a great return. And so it's really about understanding where you want to put your money to get the better return, and doing the figures on, is it better to pay off my mortgage and pay less interest on that, because and compared to the money you're going to get having in the bank, and what is that gap in the return for it being in the bank, or paying off your mortgage. So, and then also you've got other options to look at. It's not just that. And I know that the markets are very volatile at the moment, but, you know, I recommend going seeking advice if you do have some money about, you know, what would be best for you and your circumstances. Get that personalised advice about where you want to go long-term with your finances and what's the best way to get there. Because, you know, there'll be some good assets which you'll be able to buy in the share market sooner or later, and your professionals know what those are and what they look like.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to a couple of the phone calls. Suzanne is with us. G'day, Suzanne.
Hello there.
Hi.
Katrina's standing by for your question, Suzanne.
Hello. We're just in the process of buying nephew's home, and we've got an offer on a home, and we're just waiting. Our lawyer has requested one of our KiwiSavers for a deposit. Now, because we have to wait 10 days for that to come, we've lost thousands of dollars in this time. What do you suggest? Pull the pin on the whole agreement, or just hold it out and wait for this, you know, another 5 days until it comes?
And in terms of whether you should buy your house or not buy your house because your KiwiSaver funds have reduced, is that the issue?
While we're waiting for it to be released.
Yeah, so it really depends on where you've got your KiwiSaver funds now. Anyone that's, you know, and saying if you've got a short-term KiwiSaver, looking at KiwiSaver short-term, you should be in a more of a conservative fund because they're less volatile. So if you're in a conservative fund and the markets are volatile, you have less risk of that reduction. But if you're in a greater fund, which carries more risk, like a balanced or a growth fund, then the more volatile the markets are, the more that obviously will risk your money that you've got in that fund at the moment. So it's really understanding the fund that you're in. But once again, you know, markets come up and markets go down, and that's the nature of the beast. But, you know, you're obviously looking at buying a house your first home, and it's an investment for your future. It's a long-term investment. So put, and I know there's a lot of fear around what's happening in the markets at the moment, but think about your long-term strategy and how it fits into your long-term strategy, because at the end we will recover, and you know, house prices will continue to increase over a very long period of time, I'm sure. And, you know, does that fit into your long-term strategy, or do you want to take a short-term view?
Good advice. Hope that helps, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
for your call.
G'day, Violet.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for phoning.
No worries. I have a question. I'm assisting my parents. They're at retirement age and fortunate enough to have some savings in the bank, so assisting them on where to next. My question is, it is a little bit doomsday related, but I've been advised that in New Zealand, banks only guarantee 50k of savings, and anything over and above that is not guaranteed. So in this current environment where things are moving so quickly, would it be wise to spread your savings across different banks? And can you confirm if that's correct, that the government only guarantees 50k of savings?
I haven't heard of that, to be honest, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, but I haven't heard of any bank having guaranteed savings, so guaranteeing people's savings.
Overseas they do, but in New Zealand we do, but it's at a capped limit, so I'm really trying to find out what that limit is and just minimise my parents' risk by obviously spreading savings across banks in case we go into a full economic downturn and potentially lose everything like what happened in Greece. I'm kind of trying to get those answers, what that guaranteed figure is.
I think, there's a good question actually, Violet, a very good question. Katrina, that definitely happened after the earthquakes when there was, and also I think with the GFC, didn't our government step in there and say, look, your money in the bank is guaranteed, it's safe? But there, as far as I was aware, Violet, there was no cap on the 50 grand. That's news to me.
There's definitely a cap, yeah. So I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Right.
Well, I can find it out for you if you leave your name and number, and we can get back to you and get back to the the radio show as well, so they can announce that. We can certainly do a bit of research. Find out what that is.
Violet, that's a very good question, and we will definitely do that in the interim. We'll try and do that over the messages. Katrina, do you mind hanging on there? We'll just play some messages and come right back.
Go for it.
Thank you.
It's 1:22. Katrina Shanks, Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand, with us for your questions, 0800 80 1080.
Endless Pool Swim Spas. Experience the most advanced swim current done in a way no one else can by the makers of Hot Spring Spas. Until April 6th, come and try the ultimate swim in place technology, and you're in the draw to win a $5,000 Queenstown holiday. Simply purchase an Endless Pool Swim Spa this month and swim all year round in comfort with a free cool zone heat pump valued at over $4,000. Call 0800 Endless to book your personalised test swim today.
Gee, Rosalie, these Danish pastries are so tempting.
Not as tempting as taking the stress out of moving.
Settlers Lifestyle Village are doing just that with our luxury removal package.
Come to our open day and enjoy complimentary barista coffee and pastries.
View the last of our new apartments and talk to us about our latest incentives.
Open this Thursday from 10 till 12.
Settlers Lifestyle Village, 550 Albany Highway.
Offering so much more. Now that's a sweet temptation.
If I do say so myself, it's the best investment I've ever made, purchasing a burial plot at Auckland Memorial Park and Cemetery. And if I change my mind, I can transfer my plot to someone else. It's my plot, a family plot for generations to come. And who looks after it? The park people, of course.
Come to a better place, Auckland Memorial Park and Cemetery, Auckland's premier cemetery in Silverdale, just 20 minutes north of the bridge. Phone 0800 006688 for an information pack and copy of our final wishes guide.
All across New Zealand, PGG Wrightson is connecting people with rural, lifestyle and residential property through their national team of expert locals. Listen to the country as JB Mackay discusses with PGG Wrightson Real Estate GM Peter Newbold the state of the rural real estate market and marketing and selling rural property. And check out their property of the week at thecountry.co.nz. PGG Wrightson Real Estate, licensed REAA 2008.
Start the day informed with the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
It's money not going to a wage subsidy or an employer who needs help. All it does is make life easier for the person who loses their job. It is not efficient spending. It is unproductive and a monumentally large missed opportunity. Unless you have the productive side of the economy creating the money to offset the non-productive side of the economy, you are going to go bankrupt. It's as simple as that.
Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Mike Hosking Breakfast. On air and on iHeartRadio. News Talk ZB.
125. We've got not a phone line free at the moment because everybody, this is an interesting time for your money.
Exactly. Everybody's really interested now to find out what's the best place to have your money. And there's a text that's come in. And funnily enough, the story that I always comes back, I've never ever done it in my life. I've never bought gold in my life. Haven't bought $100 worth, much less more than that. But Teresa Gatting, when she left Telecom and my memory emerged with quite a lot of money, I've read a story saying she put virtually everything she had into gold and did incredibly well out of it.
Yeah, so, well, let's find out. We've got the Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand on the line with Katrina Shanks. Thanks again, Katrina, for joining us.
No probs.
So we're still working on whether the banks have a 50k cap. There are a number of texts, and that's what's always often confusing, the different opinions. This one says, hi guys, there's no guarantee on bank deposits at all. Any guarantee was from 2008 to 2011. So we're just confirming that, Katrina. You're the one probably with the most experience. So if you're not sure, it's a good thing to discuss because
exactly.
If you were in the, some people will have $300,000 or $400,000 their retirement sitting in the bank. You'd be pretty nervous if there was zero guarantee on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did a little research in the break there.
Yeah.
And between 2008 and 2011, there was a Crown Retail Deposit Guarantee Scheme.
Yep, right.
That was put in place. That ran for 38 months.
Right.
And then in June last year, the government did propose a deposit protection regime.
Yep.
Which was up to $50,000. So we're just checking to see whether it got implemented or not, but that's what they proposed in June 2019 under the Reserve Bank Act review.
Great.
So we're just going to see if that actually went through or not. So we're just doing a little bit of work in the background for you here.
Oh, you're awesome. So that's at this stage it's a proposal. We'll find out and we'll confirm that in a few moments. So Katrina's going to stay with us for 10 or 15 minutes more, so that's good. Phil mentioned just out of the break there, Katrina, about gold. Of course, there's no sort of ongoing payment from gold. You just have to sort of see how it ends up in 6 months or 12 months or 2 years. What are your views on gold?
I was reading an article the other day, actually, where they were saying that gold is actually quite hard to liquidate. So liquidity of gold is actually quite hard to do. So, and also very difficult, I imagine, to, you know, put in your house and have under your bed.
Mm.
So
yeah.
I think there's a few techniques with gold that you have to think through before you start buying gold. But absolutely, there are obviously lots of options in terms of investments out there, and that is just one of the commodities that you can buy. But it's like everything. It's not panicking. It's not buying into the fear of, you know, I've got to pull my money out of the bank today because the banks might close, because that's not what our economy is like, and our bank's very strong, and I think we can have confidence that we've got a strong banking system in New Zealand, that we don't have to resort to going out and buying gold.
Good. Let's go to Shirley in Manukau. G'day, Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi.
Hi.
Look, I'm 70 years old. I'm debt-free. My husband just recently passed, and I have got about 70K in the bank. I'm not sure what to do with it because my little managed funds has lost nearly 100,000, and my KiwiSaver has gone down about 5. And do I buy shares? What do I do with that to earn some money? Because I live off my interest. I have no other income other than the pension.
Mm, good question.
Yes, first of all, sorry to hear about the passing of your husband. It's hard, so my thoughts with you on that. In terms of you've got $70,000 and what should I do with it and I live off the interest, it's really hard when the interest rates are so low in the banks at the moment.
And I understand you've mostly been in a generation that's seen many shocks in the marketplace. You know, the Asian 87, the terror attacks in 2001, SARS in 2003, GFC in 2008, and now, you know, we've got the COVID-19 as well. So you've seen a few shocks in the marketplace, which doesn't help you build confidence in terms of looking at other ways to invest your money in terms of the share market. So I think what